Much of the unease still harkens to the issues at Charter Oak that saw the removal of longtime principal John Wetterauer. But the back and forth last night started with frequent public meeting speaker and attendee Savino Sierra using what some might consider a curse word to describe the basic direction of society. School Board President Rick Cloyd took issue.
That word is in the dictionary.
I don't care what dictionary it's in. Last meeting, you used several terms which were inappropriate for a public meeting. And I'm going to ask you to refrain from doing that, or we'll ask you to sit down.
Okay, let me finish.
Do you understand, sir? Did you get it?
I'll think about it. But
you think about it, and you're going to sit down.
Just a minute. Let me finish.
No, you're going to sit down if you don't clean up your language. You did it four times last time.
Okay.
I'll argue with you all 5 minutes and use all of your time.
Then there was the exchange that started with the comments of retired teacher Sharon Cruz, but it was outgoing board member Laura Patel's last meeting, and what might best be described as a kerfuffle ensued.
I'm sorry, this is really getting incendiary.
The underlying assumption seems to be that inner city schools have so many strikes against them that they cannot be expected to adhere.
Ma'am.
Mr. Cloy, point of order.
Yes, ma'am. Would you care to amplify that?
I don't get to finish.
Racism's a really loaded word. If there are going to be accusations of racism and you're going to stand here and unanswered accusations against our administrators across the district in several schools,
May I finish my speech, Laura, please?
And the exchange carried on for a moment before Cruz was allowed to finish and School Board President Rick Cloyd included legal counsel.
I'm especially
shocked. As offensive as your comments may be to some people, you have the right to make them. So,
thank you. And I certainly...
Mr. Eisenhammer, would you care to comment here?
No, I just wanted to let her finish.
I'm especially shocked when black administrators do not understand that lowering standards is an admission of such racially biased thinking.
At least one other elected official in the room called the basic feeling of the meeting unsettling. Superintendent Granita Lathan spoke to the situation in the board answer period that comes just after public comments. She says the district is going to keep moving forward.
It's not my way or the highway. It's the way of the children. If you didn't understand that by watching a specialized graduation program tonight for one child, because it's about every child in our district, then you don't want to work with us. You say you feel tension, you feel hostile. No, we're just tired of people being disrespectful to these seven people that give up their time free of charge, and people think that they don't listen, that they don't hold me accountable, and all those staff members, you're really confused.
And Lathan says she's still willing to meet her detractors halfway.
I'm going to keep working, but you're not going to continue to be disrespectful and not be called on the carpet. Race does matter, and race is an issue in our city and still in our country. Have a good night.
The idea of restructuring meetings, including the public comment period, was the first item of business after the board responses. I'm Tanya Coates.